I'm going to get into it briefly. I don't know how long I want to spend on it because I'm annoyed by the whole thing. All right, okay. we got to talk about the interview.
I like it.
I mean, okay, let's just lay it out. Okay, so Sony gets hacked by, they don't know who. They still don't know who. Mm-hmm. And there's, they think, a threat to theaters that are going to play this movie from North Korean terrorists that will attack people who see this movie, apparently. And so the theaters are in a lose-lose situation. They could show the movie and be like, you know, hey, we're not going to let terrorists decide what we do. Or, mm-hmm. you know, and then they run the risk of, okay, well, they attacked us and we died and you could have stopped this by not showing it. So that's, you know, definitely a lose. Or, you know, they don't show it and then they look weak. So...
It's more like a triple lose instead of a lose-lose.
Well, yeah, plus you're seeing a Seth Rogen movie, so.
Yeah.
See, this is what I think. I think video on demand is, like, the only way this movie could possibly work now and hopes to regain any part of its budget.
It's not like this is the first time in history that a dictator's been mocked in a movie.
There's a movie theater in Dallas that has pulled it, and instead of showing it, they're going to show Team America, which pretty much did the same thing.
A lot of theaters wanted to do that, but Paramount said no.
I mean, what's the difference? It's puppets. It's not real.
Well, there's that. I mean, you go back even to real life, there's Hitler. There was a lot of movies about Hitler back when he was still in power.
And like, the thing is, though, like, the threat, though, is so much more real for the interview. Like, I mean, I wasn't very old when Team America came out, but I don't remember North Korea, like, threatening us, did they?
I don't think so. I don't remember being worried about going to movie theater.
And I think that's, like, Team America, did that come before or after 9/11? I don't remember.
After. It was...
After 9/11?
Yeah.
Okay. But, like... there wasn't like a huge backlash from North Korea about it. I think this one, they're like actually taking to heart a lot more because like it's a different leader. Like it's Kim Jong-un or something.
Well, basically,
and I think that's the reason.
He's coming off as pretty insecure.
I'm wondering how this is happening. It's like three guys in North Korea on a Commodore 64 hack at Sony.
Right. And, no, I don't even think I don't think it's even North Korea that hacked them, to be honest with you. I bet you.
I really don't either.
I bet you it's angry Spider-Man fans.
Or Angelina Jolie fans. Because there was a big thing revealed about her, which...
Well, I mean...
I don't think anybody was surprised by that reveal, though.
What was the... I know I read about it, but what was the reveal?
Where she was like some kind of spoiled diva or something along those lines.
Look, no offense to Jenny, because she's not from there. She just lives there. But it's Los Angeles. They're all that way.
Not even that. It's Hollywood. They're all that way.
Right. Like,
exactly. What troubles me the most about it is this is a clear, if it's true, it's a hack on an American company by a foreign entity. Why am I not seeing anything from the government doing anything about this? This is kind of weird.
I think Homeland Security and FBI actually came out and said that there was no evidence of a threat to movie theaters. There's not even evidence that the terrorists were people that hacked Sony. So it's like they're just worried because a couple months ago he said he was offended deeply by this movie and that he was gonna attack or whatever. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was a couple months ago when he heard about the movie.
So what other movies could this happen to and they'll pull that out? That's my biggest worry.
Well, they already did. Steve Carell is making a movie about North Korea and they canceled it.
Well, yep. I mean, you know, more mainstream movies where, you know, the violence and such is any entity going to be able to put up a message and say, "Oh, we're going to do this or that if you show this." So
it's
don't
different.
Show it.
It's okay. Now you're okay. I think we're getting into an area that I've seen on Twitter where a lot of celebrities, writers, basically creators are worried that all their work is going to get censored. You could say this is an act of censorship, which it kind of is, but it's more of an act of let's not get people killed.
True, I agree with you.
It might be paranoia, sure. That's positive. That's too. I don't want to get on a big. I don't personally think it's a censorship thing, even though we're setting a precedent for it to be a censorship thing by doing this. You're also setting a precedent for negotiating with terrorists.
True. I hate the headline I saw on CNN, which I hate CNN anyway, but it said, America loses its first cyber war. Really a cyber war?
You're allowed to live in Georgia and hate CNN?
Yeah.
They let you do that? Okay.
Yeah. Shocking, well, isn't it?
Turner, I mean, that's Turner headquarters.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't own the state, Dave.
I wouldn't be so sure. He did at one point, I think. I think Vince McMahon bought it, though.
Mm-hmm.
A little wrestling joke, everybody.
Hello.
On your toes.
Well played.
Coming fast and furious.
I saw what you did there. I saw it.
I don't think JD did, but that's okay.
I didn't know.
That's okay. We're all old men compared to you.
It's okay. It's understandable.
Well, okay, the big geek news, though, that came out of all of this Sony stuff is now there's a very good chance that Spider-Man's going to come back to Marvel.
Thank God.
Are you a Spider-Man fan, JD?
No, I just don't like The Amazing Spider-Man all that much.
That's fair. I think you said you liked the other three, right? Or at least one of them?
I liked the Spider-Man 1 and 2. Wasn't a big fan of 3, but The Amazing Spider-Man just isn't doing it for me.
I thought the first one was good. It feels
like
it's just
aimed at, like, yeah, the third one was okay. Hated the second one.
Yeah, that's a pretty common sentiment among anybody that saw it.
Yeah, like, Sony just isn't doing a good job with The Amazing Spider-Man, I don't think. Like, because Spider-Man 1 and 2 are damn good movies. They're really good, by any stretch of the means, I think, at least. And I just don't think Amazing Spider-Man is anywhere near that quality of them.
Again, I think the first one was good. The second one was really bad. Spider-Man 3 was the worst thing I've ever seen. One of the worst superhero movies ever.
Right next to Green Lantern.
Easy now. Easy now. You're gonna hurt Tom's feelings.
Hey, I'm not a big fan of the movie either.
So. Right. Well,
I'm kind of torn, though. I kind of like the way 1 and 2 went, the original with Tobey Maguire. But mm-hmm. I really liked Andrew Garfield.
In the first one.
I don't know. I liked him in both because he was the more witty, joking, nonstop, annoying Spider-Man that you read from the comics.
Sure. I'll be honest, I don't know what happened in the second one, because the acting got bad, and there's a lot of good actors in that movie.
Two words, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, well, his stuff was pretty bad.
They just tried to put so much stuff into it.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they're just like, let's throw every villain, everything we can into one movie, and then we're going to say it's The Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though it probably should have been done in two movies. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah. I agree, and it wasn't like Easter eggs that you have to look for. It was like a whole basket sitting in front of you at one point.
The first one had Easter eggs, which was fun. The second one, it was like, here they all are, and then they came out afterwards. We're doing Sinister Six, we're doing Venom, we're doing Carnage, and it's like, whoa, easy. Let's slow down.
Fun fact, super, super excited for Suicide Squad. Really excited for Suicide Squad.
That's a completely different page. All right.
I know. I just want to say that.
That's cool.
We'll
come back to it. But yeah, with Spider-Man, let's just go back to the original story. If it does happen and Sony sells it back to Marvel, they're not going to start over. They can't do another origin story. Just like with Batman, you can't tell that story again. Do you just have him join the Avengers right away?
Well, I'm a little annoyed by the way a fan reaction immediately was saying Spider-Man and the Avengers, because if you recall in the comics, it took a good little while before Spider-Man got in the Avengers. Well, so you really don't need him at this point. There's a lot of other characters you can unveil in the lineup before you actually have to bring in a big player like Spider-Man.
I think before I'd see him in Avengers, I'd rather see him in the Civil War movie.
I agreed. With the way that's playing out, if it plays out like the comics, which we know it's never going to play exactly, he plays a very integral part.
Well, it can't because it's one movie. I think Civil War would have to be like set over three movies.
Well, and reading the comics, there's so much that has to happen to play it like the comics.
And if you're going to put Spider-Man, you have to bring Punisher, because that's how they started it, with Punisher destroying Spider-Man.
That was one of the coolest where he finds him in the sewer, and you see him just standing there holding his battered body. That was one of the coolest moments for me of the Civil War comics.
Yeah. JD probably doesn't know what we're talking about. Civil War is it's a planned movie for Captain America 3. Civil War. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much basically in the comic books. It's the Avengers versus the Avengers. They kind of split up. So it's
okay.
It'll end up being Captain America versus Iron Man, essentially, in the movies. I think they basically set in a law saying that superheroes have to register with the government.
Okay.
And so that gives up all their alter egos and everybody, you know, and so it kind of splits everybody. And it turns into a huge war. That's the bare bones. Very basic. Well,
if they're going to do it right, I guess, which won't happen because there's so much that would have to take place before then. But it would have to bleed into the Stars series, too, where Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, they're all pretty big players in Civil War, too.
The Netflix series, you mean?
Netflix, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it may. I think it's going to start in Avengers if they haven't already shot that stuff already.
I did see something was leaked. There was a kind of a little snippet where it was Tony,
yeah,
and Cap kind of splitting logs, and they're talking about about registration. Yeah, I mean, if this is a scene, that's kind of a teaser going to lead towards Civil War.
That was a funny scene.
It was funny, but if you really paid attention to it, it was kind of spot on as to where Civil War should be going.
Well, we already know that after Avengers, the roster for the Avengers is going to change dramatically, and that might be because of deaths that we see in Avengers or because of shakeups between the Civil War, because they're introducing now Black Panther, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, so we're going to get a lot of new characters that you can't do a movie with all of these characters in the Avengers. I don't think you can, but, well, who knows? Right. Okay, so back to Spider-Man. would you be okay with it not being Peter Parker?
You mean as per Ben Reilly?
No, I was thinking more Miles.
Okay.
There's been...
I guess.
JD, there's been a couple Spider-Men.
No. I know there's been more than one Spider-Man, and I think that's something they would have to do. Because honestly, like, I think, like, the whole, like, Peter Parker thing has been done to death in the past 10 years, so they're going to have to switch it up somehow.
Okay. I don't know. I'd be cool with seeing Miles. I think you have to have Peter Parker there in the universe, but I think you can. I can definitely think you can introduce the Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles.
I don't know. I think if you're going to introduce him into the Marvel continuity, you have to do it as Peter Parker, because what they're going to do is they're going to want make you try to forget.
Well, yeah, they're going
to you've seen before.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a quote Marvel doing it right. So they're going to want you to forget about everything, and here we go. Here's Peter from the set. So I almost think they have to do an origin story just to set the stage.
Does Peter Parker have to be an American actor?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that was just a joke.
I told you I love Andrew Garfield. So,
all right.
And from what I read, if Marvel gets control, they've already said Andrew Garfield's out.
Yeah, because they're going to start fresh. They're going to want to start over, which I am okay with.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, Suicide Squad, hit me. Why are you excited?
I don't know. I just think I love it. I love the idea. It's going to be awesome.
Did you know
anything? And I love... No, I honestly, I'll say I had never heard of the Suicide Squad before. Like, they're making a movie, and I just think all the cast is super good. Like, Jared Leto and Margot Robbie. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think that pairing... I don't know what kind of chemistry they have together. I know they know each other. There's pictures of them at like award shows and open premieres and stuff. I don't think, you know, they're not relationship wise, but I like Jared Leto as an actor a lot. I've said that quite a few times on this show, and I'm a big Will Smith fan, so that should be cool.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. I think we're going to get blown away. Actually,
what's interesting to me, I don't know if you're gonna agree, Tom, is I think DC's movies are going to be very, very non-linear.
I have to agree with you, because we talked about this on the last episode, where Superman Batman is coming out. We already know that's on the horizon. And this is the first choice you go with to be your next movie after that. It's to me, it's kind of weird timing, but it strikes me as a standalone to lead into many other things.
I don't think you can compare it to Marvel's world, but I think if it's if doing anything close to it, the Suicide Squad movie would be like a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, only in that it's an obscure group.
Right.
It's made of characters that people might know, but it's not. The group has nothing to do with the Justice League, which is interesting.
Right, because if you look at the Suicide Squad, there's really no super-powered person within it. It's kind of just, it's almost like a rogues gallery just thrown together, basically.
So
that's my take on it anyway.
It'll be cool to see. I'm definitely excited to see it. I think even a little more excited to see that than I am Batman vs. Superman, which is blasphemy, but the cast is just so good.
You and I have talked before. I just think Batman vs. Superman, they're just throwing too much into it right now. They're just going to try to overload you. And now I read something the other day. There's a possibility of Doomsday now. Are they still writing this movie? It's like every other week. It's like, oh, here's this. Here's that. Oh.
I saw somebody tweet, I'm sad there wasn't a Batman vs. Superman teaser at the beginning of The Hobbit. I'm like, I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been, they would have announced, somebody would have leaked something that, yeah, you're going to check it out. They're going to let you know before it hits the internet.
Well, the only time you're going to see his teaser is basically the one you saw at Comic-Con.
Well, no, somebody has leaked a description of what the teaser is going to be, which this is what it's come to. We're in a day and an age where we don't just get a trailer anymore. Not even just a teaser. We get a leaked description of what the teaser might be.
I hate that. Like, I like being surprised.
Right, right. And this description of it is pretty hokey. It's anybody could have came up with it. I mean, it's dumb.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
But if it's true, it doesn't make me feel better.
Okay.
Because it's just pretty much a narration over images we have seen from Comic-Con.
I know, there was a lot of people hating on Gal Gadot getting the role of Wonder Woman. I'm actually interested to see how she's going to do that.
Isn't it Gadot?
Gadot, you're right, my fault.
We'll see. She's only...
Sorry, my French is lacking.
I think she's Israeli or something.
Hey, I said French, she's French.
Well, okay, then. Right. I don't see how that works, but a French Wonder Woman.
Well, or an Israeli Wonder Woman, is that better?
A little.
Okay.
I think that's closer to Amazonian. I don't know if
that
was... Was that racist? I have no idea.
Because that's where Amazon is? I mean, I don't know.
Anyway.
Amazon Island is? I don't know.
I've only seen her in the two Fast and Furious movies, and she doesn't have a huge role, so I have no idea her acting ability.
She's hot, so let's...
She looks the part, so...
Yeah, I agree.
The picture blew me away.
Yeah, seeing her in the outfit was really cool. Well, and then I read something the other day saying that the Wonder Woman movie, when it does come, they're possibly thinking about setting it back in time.
Yeah, I heard it's a trilogy and it's going to keep advancing forward in time, which I think is dumb. That idea is dumb.
I don't know if it's just the fact that I am old, but I'm like, y'all need to hurry up.
Right.
Quit delaying this stuff. I want to see it now.
Yeah. Well, that movie is the fourth movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's after Suicide Squad?
I think so.
I don't have my internet open in front of me, so... I was looking at the list earlier today of the upcoming movies, superhero movies that we have coming. I can't wait.
It's gonna be good.
Well, from a geek standpoint... This is the time. I mean, all these movies getting put together. I differ between, oh, I think they're throwing too much. Oh, I think this could be crazy. Dude, it's still going to be awesome because this is the stuff we want to see.
Okay, if we're going to talk superhero movies, let's just run the list of the upcoming superhero movies that were announced and confirmed. Along with their dates. I'll just go in order of release date, not even by studio or comic book genre or producer. So, May is Avengers.
Yes.
Age of Ultron. We're all going to see that, right?
Yeah, let me tell you what, hackers, North Korea, I'll be sitting there in a bio suit and body armor. I'm going to watch this movie.
I don't think they're gonna attack you for seeing Avengers, unless there's a big pro cyborg movement going on in the world that I don't know about, or android. Okay, so Avengers in May. JD, you excited for that?
Yeah, of course.
That didn't sound like legit.
I am. Right. I am all right. Excited. Do not worry.
I believe you. All right, Ant-Man. I feel the excitement is wavering on that.
I'm kind of wavering on this one, but knowing that Paul Rudd, I'm excited because it's Paul Rudd. I'm a big Paul Rudd fan.
Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly. I think it'll make they'll make it work.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, whatever.
Not excited at all because they have just, to me, they bastardized the story to what they want it to be. Because I read, what was this? I don't know if you can confirm this, that Dr. Doom is now some kind of internet surfing guy that they don't.
The story has been leaked and it doesn't sound good. But JD, I think JD's excited for it.
I am. Like, I really like, the Fantastic Four is actually one of the comic books I really enjoy.
Okay.
And I didn't really like the first two at all. I mean, Silver Surfer was better than the first one. I'll say that.
Wow, really?
But I was also like 14 when it came out, so bear with me.
Fair enough.
But I want them to do it right. And I think they could literally raise the bar to any point, and it'll be better than the first two.
It's interesting. They have a lot of faith in this movie because they've already announced the release date for the sequel.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to do it right.
We'll see. I like the cast. I'll say that much. I really like the cast, actually.
I do too. It's just there's gaps. They're going to have to explain some stuff that...
Well, from what I hear, their origin story is really bad. I shouldn't say bad, but not at all from the comic books. Which everybody, I think, if you know Fantastic Four, you know it's all gamma radiation or, you know, from space.
It's gonna be global warming, isn't it?
No. No. All right. So that's August 7th of 2015, which is in, like, what, 13 days? Following that, on February 12th, 2016, we're going to get the Deadpool movie. That's got the internet almost exploding when that was announced.
I am excited about that one.
Yeah. March 25th, Batman vs. Superman, unless that gets moved again, which I doubt it will, but...
You never know.
Well, they had to make way for May 6th, which is Captain America, Civil War. I think that's the start, Ant-Man is the start of Phase 3, but... And Captain America, Civil War. I mean, if it goes the way it's going, each Captain America movie has gotten better and better.
Yep.
Well, considering there's only two. Yeah.
Right. Only 3 weeks after that, we get X-Men Apocalypse. Not much out about that other than the person playing Apocalypse. We may get more Quicksilver. We might get Gambit. We might get Nightcrawler. We do know we're going to get younger versions of Cyclops.
And Jean Grey.
Jean Grey and Storm.
Yeah. Well, from the last, I don't know if it's been confirmed or anything, but you and I talked about this once before on the show, Channing Tatum was hitched to the Gambit role, so.
Right. They haven't really said what movies he's going to be in yet. They don't know if he's going to be in X-Men Apocalypse or if he's just going to start in his standalone movie. So we'll see. And then the most anticipated movie ever, Suicide Squad. Yeah. August 5th.
Ever.
Followed up November with Doctor Strange and Sinister Six. I don't know if I can say Sinister Six is confirmed yet for November 11th, but that's what it says here from according to Comics Alliance.
My guess is if the rights transition back to Marvel for Spider-Man, you would have to transition Sinister Six and Venom over to Marvel too.
I think the whole universe goes, and I think everything in this calendar related to Spider-Man is erased.
And I'm excited for Doctor Strange because Benedict Cumberbatch is the coolest name ever.
Was that your Benedict Cumberbatch impression or just a British person saying his name?
Just the way I watched Key and Peele, and they said it, Benedict Cumberbatch.
So that's Regal Tom.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, nice.
And I like him as an actor, so I think this is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Sherlock Holmes.
Have they confirmed that The Amazing Spider-Man 3 isn't happening, or no?
No, in fact, we will get to it. It's on this calendar.
Never mind.
But again, that's assuming Sony doesn't sell it back to Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're entering 2017, and we have Wolverine 3. How old is Hugh Jackman going to be at that point? He's going to be an old man.
Older than dirt. Right.
That's another one where I wonder where it's going to go with the whole X-Men reboot. Where is that one going to take us?
With the retconning, you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It wasn't a total reboot, but
yeah. Retcon, you're right, yeah. Like, all that other stuff didn't happen.
Pretty much everything after 76 is erased.
Pretty much. That's where Days of Futures Past ended, right?
Well, in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when he goes back to the present time, Jean Grey is alive, everybody's alive, Cyclops is still grumpy, and yeah. Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Oh, yes. Just off of the first one, I can't wait to see what they're going to do in the second one.
it's gonna be good.
The first one.
And it's probably my favorite
Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And just for the record, no pun intended, I can't wait to hear the soundtrack.
Right?
Because the soundtrack of the first one is amazing.
Mixtape. I listen to it often on repeat if I have to do a long drive. I'll just...
this is kind of funny. This is a story. Me and my daughter, I had already watched it, but my daughter wanted to watch it with me again. And when he opens the gift, before he even opens it, she's like, oh my God, it's another tape, isn't it? I was like, oh, I don't know. And he opens it, she's like, oh, I knew it.
I'd have a little bit of regret if it was me, like, oh, I could have been listening to these songs for my mom this whole time. I'd have a new music. I wonder if it'll be like 80s songs instead of 70s. Well, she died. Never mind. It can't be 80s songs.
Yeah. Holy crap, you gave me Vanilla Ice.
Oh, that's like late 80s, early 90s. I was thinking like some Def Leppard and AC/DC.
Well, that would have been much cooler, yes.
We'll see. I'm sure it'll be a great soundtrack either way. And I kind of like that it's not going to really tie too much into like the Avengers stuff, which James Gunn has kind of said. You're not going to see Guardians in the Avengers movie. Age of Ultron, at least.
Not yet.
Yeah, maybe in the future. I don't know. The more I read the comic books, I love the Peter Quill character. And I'm reading the current stuff, not the older stuff, but...
Well, I was at Barnes & Noble, and I kind of perused through the graphic novel of Infinity.
Okay.
And it was a pretty cool read.
If you want,
I'm gonna have to go buy it. So,
if you want a good Guardians of the Galaxy book, get the one they just did, the reboot.
Yeah.
They just like volume one of the Guardians of the Galaxy from Marvel now is great. And
might tell my wife, hey, Christmas is coming. Give me that.
I'll text you the exact title. It's over on my bookshelf. I can't see it from here. Right. And the current stuff is cool. Like, he's got his own book, Legendary Star-Lord. And he's actually got a relationship with Kitty Pryde. It's a nice build.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. They do, like, holographic dates because he's across the universe.
Sweet.
It's pretty funny. It's good stuff. Okay, so Guardians of the Galaxy 2, May 5th, 2017. Basically, what I'm saying is I have to live to at least June 20th of 2020. We'll get there, though.
All right.
Wonder Woman, June 23rd, 2017. We don't know what to expect yet, other than it could be set in
1920. I hope not.
No,
I hope it just starts off where it is. I mean...
You could do an origin story at that point, even though she's already showed up in Justice League.
You could do it almost like the original, the Captain America movie, the first one. It's kind of, you build it towards, but kind of split it in half.
I'd say more like Man of Steel.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
Where you do flashbacks with the current timeline.
Yeah.
But make it work better.
Right.
than that one did. JD, are you a fan of Man of Steel?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, so.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, and the woman director from Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, and so I think it's going to be good.
I do.
Okay, yeah, here you go. Here you go, JD. July 14, 2017, Fantastic Four 2.
All right. Don't know why they already have two, but whatever.
Right. There's been no success from the first one yet.
they got high hopes.
Didn't the first two barely make like any profit whatsoever?
Something like that, yeah. It was...
I remember them not being profitable at all.
Wasn't Lawrence Fishburne the voice of Silver Surfer?
I believe so.
I don't remember, though.
The guy, Doug something, was the actual actor who did the movements. He's like a character actor in everything. He's the alien in...
What? You mean it wasn't Andy Serkis?
No, he's Cochise in Falling Skies. I don't know. I think, Tom, you watched that, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Anyway, all right, so Fantastic Four 2. JD's putting it on his calendar. July 14, 2017.
No, I'll put that one on my calendar, but not the first one. I'm just going to go straight to the sequel. Right to it. See how that goes for me.
Perfect.
if the second one's there, that means the first one was good, and I'll buy it on DVD.
Yep, exactly.
All right. July 26, still in 2017. Thor Ragnarok. No, I didn't. Just sneeze. That's the name of the movie. Ragnarok. Which I don't know that storyline, if it is a prevalent Thor storyline.
I believe it's the War of the Gods.
I'd read somewhere that it's the characters we saw, that the Collector is telling the story to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I saw something earlier where it was something to deal with the Celestials, too.
That's what I meant. The Celestials that you saw in Guardians of the Galaxy. He has to kill one of those or something.
Well, I've heard, what is his name?
Idris Elba.
He's already confirmed for it, and Tom Middleton is already confirmed for it, too.
Not surprising. Hiddleston, you mean?
Yeah. But why did I say Middleton?
Why did you say Middleton? Are you thinking?
I have no idea.
Like British royalty?
I think so.
You're weird. You're weird. I like her. You're weird today.
I like her.
Are you drunk?
No.
All right. You should have said yes, but... All right. 2017, the extremely long-awaited and fan-loved Black Panther, which I am gonna out myself here. Not a big fan of Black Panther. But I'll still see it.
Yeah. I'm interested to see it.
All right. It's followed up with... Justice League on November 17th, so like 2 weeks later, probably the biggest movie for ever in DC history, Justice League.
And it took this long.
Well, I don't know. Batman versus Superman might be a bigger movie. We'll see. But yeah, November 17th, 2017, I think we'll see Cyborg, Aquaman, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. I don't know if we'll see more. To be honest, those are the names that have been announced to cameo in Batman vs. Superman. I don't know if we'll get The Flash or if we'll get Green Lantern. Probably not going to get Martian Manhunter.
I was thinking we probably could get Martian Manhunter because that's an easy one to put in.
Maybe, but I'm just going by listed people that are getting movies.
Right. He doesn't have a movie, so he's an easy kind of side character to put in who is very crucial to the Justice League story. I mean, well, he's been like in every incarnation of the Justice League, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. If they're going to put Cyborg in it, I mean, I have a feeling we're going to get Shazam instead. And that makes me sad.
Sometimes I cry.
There's two movies in here. They don't have an exact date. They just know it's 2017. A female lead or female led Spider-Man spinoff. So like maybe a Spider-Woman or who knows, maybe Aunt May Spider-Lady.
Or black. Could be a Black Cat.
Yeah, maybe Black Cat. Who knows? And then Venom movie, which is being, this has titled as Venom : Carnage, which take my money now if I'm going to get to see that movie.
Yeah, right. I'm on that.
And a Lego Batman movie that year, too, if you're interested.
Dude, from the Lego movie, Batman was the coolest character.
I thought the Flash character was, or the Green Lantern character was pretty funny. I was a big fanboy.
Yeah, he was pretty funny too. But my favorite is when he Bruce Wayne talking about Batman. That guy's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. That's a good movie. It's a good movie. All right, and 2018.
Yeah, it's not a kids movie. I mean, it is a kids movie, but it's got the little snippets for the adults to enjoy,
like Batman's song.
Yes. Well, and of course, Chris Pratt.
Well, he's the main character. The king. Right. He's the king of franchises right now.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2018 kicks off with The Flash, and they've already announced the actor playing The Flash, and I don't see it, but we'll see.
I'm not happy about this.
Who was it?
What is his name? Shoot. Fill some dead air for me while I find it for you.
Oh, it should be... it should be Grant Gustin. Did I pronounce it right?
It's Gustin, but... Gustin. Let's go back to JD singing. Perfect.
Everything is awesome.
That's even more
right. Everything is awesome.
Perfect. Ezra Miller.
Everything is awesome.
Oh.
Sorry, who?
Nice.
Sounded just like him.
Ezra Miller. He was in The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and most recently, let's see, he was in We Need to Talk. Yeah.
Nope.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I just Googled him.
Okay.
Do not see it.
I don't even, like, there's many incarnations of The Flash, not just Barry Allen. I don't see him as any of the incarnations of The Flash.
He's so hippie, though. Like, that's the problem.
Is it hippie? I was thinking hipster.
Yeah, that I'm not. I just looked at it too, JD, and I'm going to say no. I agree with you. No.
He's very feminine looking.
Yes.
Yeah, which, look, Grant Gustin's a thin little dude. I wasn't so sure on him either. But yeah, I'm looking at him and, like, I mean, I was wrong about Grant Gustin, I'm happy to admit. I think he's doing great as Barry Allen. I've never seen Perks of Being a Wallflower, so I don't know this kid's acting chops. But doesn't look like The Flash to me. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if he pops up in one of the earlier movies. All right, so Flash followed by Avengers Infinity War number 1.
Gonna be amazing.
So much so that they've split it into 2 movies.
Yep. And it should be.
And there's really...
That's the new thing.
There's really no Marvel movie in between there. I'm wrong. There's 2. And they're kind of big. Because it follows very quickly, a month after Avengers Infinity War, is the Captain Marvel movie, which is, if I'm correct, the first female-led Marvel movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. Yes. That'll be cool.
I read something, I think it was a couple weeks ago, where everybody's clamoring for a Black Widow movie. But Kevin Feige said, no, it's not going to happen. And a Hulk movie is not going to happen because they're saying the way the lineup's going to change, those two are integral parts still in the Avengers. So that's where they have to stay for some reason. I don't understand why, where he's going with that, but...
They're going to die.
I don't think they're going to die. I think they're going to be the ones to live. Come on, dude.
I want to see
what happened in Budapest.
I would think the Black Widow movie would look cool, but how are you going to... I think I'd be happy to see it. I just don't think it would be great. Anyway.
I think it could be great.
Captain Marvel should be interesting because that's kind of another space type character. And she's integral to the Avengers as a roster person.
And also kind of sidebar to the Guardian.
Well, yeah, she's part, what, Kree?
Yeah.
So she's kind of like Peter Quill, half human, half alien. Right. She's got alien in her, not sexually. I didn't mean that sexually.
That's a different movie.
a week after Captain Marvel, there's the rumored, there's a rumored unknown X-Men movie. I don't remember hearing about that. But that could be Gambit, maybe X-Force.
That could be Gambit.
Because there's five movies that don't have release dates, but are rumored to be in production or being made eventually. Okay, so after the unknown X-Men movie is Aquaman. I know Tom is super psyched to watch a man underwater talking to fish.
Dude, I'm super psyched because Jason Momoa is a beast. Nobody else could play Aquaman.
That's your man crush?
No, Bradley Cooper is my man crush.
I like how you stopped. You had to correct me. Nice.
But Jason Momoa is a beast. I'm really looking forward to him as Aquaman. I think he's going to kill it.
I don't think he's the only guy that could be Aquaman.
I think he is.
As in saying that, I don't have anything to back it up with another name.
What are you going
to
say? What are you going to go with? Michael Phelps?
Yes.
There you go.
Or just cast Flipper. He already can talk to other fish.
See, that's just hater day right there.
I like Aquaman, so I don't even know. I'm just making
it. There's a guy at work. He's like, why would they cast that? All he does is swim. Dude.
Man, just show him like 30 seconds of Aquaman fighting in that Injustice game.
Go read Throne of Atlantis, and you're going to see how bad he is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he can control sharks to eat you. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know if you want to get him angry. All right, so after Aquaman is another group of people I don't know a whole lot about, but I am familiar with, is the Inhumans movie, which they've already started hinting at in the Marvel Universe, if you're clever.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about it. this one for JD, unknown date, but it is 2018. Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Sweet.
So we don't know when, but if Sony keeps it, that's the year we'd see it. I would imagine.
That's really far.
2018. I mean, yeah, they're not. They're doing like the Sinister Six movie first. They're doing the Venom movie first. Interesting.
But yeah, I'm gonna say I think it's going to get canceled. Honestly, I think Sony will sell it back to Marvel, and I think they're gonna cancel it. Oh, I mean, it won't happen because that's super far away from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That was before all this stuff came out that these dates were announced. These were announced back in the summer when Spider-Man 2 came out.
Honestly, I think that Sony kind of knew where it was going, and I don't think they really want to do an Amazing Spider-Man 3. They just, like, if the deal doesn't happen to work out, they'll probably do it, but I don't think they're too keen on it.
It seemed like they were super psyched after Spider-Man 2 came out. That's when all this news came out that, yeah, we're doing Sinister Six, we're doing Venom, we're going to do a chick Spider-Man. And, yeah, so, I don't know, we'll see.
And then Amazing Spider-Man 3 is kind of there, too, don't forget. And then just...
Andrew Garfield's going to be 43 by the time we get there.
You're right, though, it was right after 2 where all that information come popping out, like... Oh, like this movie went over well.
I think
let's just go ahead and roll the rest out.
It was Sony seeing how well Marvel was doing with their combined universes. Let's do that with Spider-Man. Because then there was the news that Fox was going to do, we're going to combine X-Men with Fantastic Four. And then the internet nearly died. all right. So now we jump into 2019. And how many years from now is that? Four?
That's five, dude.
I'm considering
close. Close to four.
We're essentially 2015 at this point. So 4 years. I am that much closer to 40. Ooh.
All right, judging the time change from Georgia to Wisconsin, yes, it's four.
Okay. You're closer to 2015 than I am.
Yes, I am. So shut up. I'm already old. Why do you want to push me that way?
All right. You're right. Okay. So 2019 starts off with Shazam, which we already know The Rock is going to play Black Adam. Which we have. I have to assume he's going to be in a movie before then, if they already cast him for a movie that's not coming out for 5 more years.
You were right. He would have to be. I mean, geez.
A multiple picture deal. It's The Rock.
Maybe he'll be in the Justice League movie.
Yeah, I as long as he doesn't show up in Batman vs Superman, there's already too many people.
Yeah, let's see.
Am I the only one that doesn't really like The Rock that much?
He's fine with me. I don't go clamoring to see his movies.
I don't know. I don't like The Rock's acting at all. I felt like that was really badly cast, even though I have no idea what Shazam is. I'm just going to say it right now. I don't like it.
As far as the typecasting for The Rock, I think this is probably the best role for him. Because he even came out and he talked about the Black Adam character where he's very prideful, yet violent, but classy. And I think Rock could really carry that, but we're looking at 5 years down the line. Can Rock still carry that? I don't know.
The Black Adam character, JD, is kind of the Shazam villain. He's kind of become an anti-hero, sort of. I don't know. He's like the main villain for Shazam over the years, right, Tom?
Yes.
So, we'll see. I don't know. Like I say, I'm not too super excited for that, to be honest, and I would have rather seen The Rock as Lobo, but a Lobo movie...
Oh, yeah, that would have been amazing.
A Lobo movie by itself wouldn't work.
Just going around killing things, I don't know.
And they've changed the Lobo character in the comic books. He's a little guy now. Yeah.
Well, they're saying he's gotten back to his true race or whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
blah.
The other one was impersonating him. Anyway.
Exactly.
So that's Shazam, April 5th, 2019. May 3rd. There's only three movies coming out in 2019 so far, so they got to get on. They got to get to work. Shazam, then Avengers Infinity War Part 2, and then Justice League 2 a month later. And then, after all of that, we get into 2020, and we get a Cyborg movie, and then finally,
yes,
the Green Lantern.
How do you have two Justice League movies?
I knew this was coming.
And then a Green Lantern movie. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, I can tell you one reason I think.
Yeah, JD, explain it to him.
Because the first one was a bomb. It made no money. And they don't want anyone who saw it to vaguely remember it. So they're going to push it off as far as they can.
So they're hoping that everyone that watched it is either in a nursing home or dead. So now we can unveil a new, brand new product.
Well, you already know it's not going to be Ryan. It's not going to be Ryan Reynolds.
And I'm going to agree with you, JD. My daughter took me to watch it for Father's Day, and I'm a big fan of the comics. Green Lantern is probably my favorite character, and it was good for what it was as for a movie. But being a fan, I really did not like it. And I've said that before, Dave. We had the Green Lantern show. I really did not like it.
Yes, it was our very first Atomic Geekdom University Green Lantern 101. Go back and listen. Enjoy and listen to how many times I sigh as Jason and Tom fangirl out over Green Lantern. There's one right there. Yeah, Green Lantern. Okay, are you going to be totally upset if it's not Hal Jordan?
Me or JD?
You. I don't think JD knows the difference.
Yeah, I really don't care.
At that point, I don't think anybody's going to know who Green. It could be in comic wise. There could be like four different Green Lanterns by then. So who knows?
There currently are four different Green Lanterns.
I mean, four more.
Oh, so eight human Green Lanterns?
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
What if they just had like a Green Lantern Justice League with only Green Lanterns?
That would be called the Green Lantern Corps.
They do have that.
Oh. Awkward.
The Green Lanterns are essentially intergalactic police.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other lanterns. I know that. They're all different colors. The Red Lantern.
Yep. They all do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so...
Is that not ever going to be a movie? Like, I feel like that'll eventually be a movie.
What, all of them?
Yeah, all the lanterns together.
I think that would be an amazing movie.
A super lantern.
Which, Dave, I went back and I remembered our show the other day. We were talking about The Flash and Green Arrow mid-seasons.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about the emotional spectrum that was touched on in the crossover?
No, we didn't.
With the lights. I mean, seriously, that was something huge that we just totally missed.
Did I miss it? What are you talking about?
We didn't talk about it.
What are you talking about?
When Flash was, I guess, possessed by the rage, the lights that they used to break him from it.
Oh, no, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, because Caitlin said lights, the different colors represent the emotional spectrum.
And she said that?
Yes.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, and that's where the lights came in. It was different, blue, purple. I mean, go back and check it out.
Wow.
I can't believe we didn't even talk about that. That's huge.
Yeah, for you to have missed that, you failed this podcast.
I'm making up for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then there's also six movies that don't have release dates or even years attached to them, but we know they're being made or scripts are being written or have already been written for X-Force and Gambit, two movies I'd like to see.
I would like to see quicker for a Gambit movie, but...
So we know Joseph Gordon-Levitt is attached to not be in it as far as the main character, but Sandman, he's producing it. Let's see here. Justice League Dark, which has Guillermo del Toro all over it.
Well, I've read that he's already written the script.
Turned it into DC like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so this could come quicker than we think.
We'll see. But that's a cool movie I'd like to see, just mostly because it's Zatanna. But that's kind of Constantine, you know, if everybody that watched the TV show, that's like his group. Let's see. And then two untitled solo Superman and Batman movies, which is going to happen. And now rumors are swirling that the Batman movie would be a younger Batman. It would go back in time. Ugh. Because in the Batman vs. Superman, the rumor is that Jim Gordon's dead.
So many rumors.
And the other rumor is that Jenna Malone is not going to be Robin, that she's going to be Batgirl instead, the other redhead in the Batman universe.
Wow.
Right. Because she can't just be Carrie Kelly.
Because the non-geeks won't know who that is.
But it would blow every geek's mind.
Oh, yeah.
If it was anybody that knows the Dark Knight Returns comic book. That should be homework for you, JD, but you have enough to do.
Yeah, I have so much already.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping, I don't know if I told you, I watched the Batman Assault on Arkham.
Okay, like pretty much the animated Suicide Squad movie?
Yeah, basically. So I'm kind of hoping. I have high. Now, I was kind of leery about the Suicide Squad movie, but seeing that, if they can incorporate the personalities kind of like that,
so you that'd want, be awesome. You want Harley Quinn all over Deadshot?
Well, I just want Harley Quinn just the pigtails and naked. That,
yeah, especially, I want Harley Quinn. I just want Harley Quinn to be Harley Quinn.
That's going to be, you know, that's what's exciting about that movie, I think, for everybody, is that's, you know, this is the first time we're going to see her in a movie.
Yes. For those of us Arrow fans, we've already seen her and heard her.
Well, we've seen her.
Now you're going
to. We've seen her hair.
You saw the back of her, and then you heard her voice, but now you're going to actually get to see her.
If you want to go way, way back, Birds of Prey, you got to see her.
Yeah, but that I don't think many people want to remember that show.
No.
Seriously.
The 18 people that watched it.
Yeah, 18.
Back on the WWWWB.
There you go.
Dancing frog.
I was going to say, the frog just went across my screen.
There you go. Kill it. So yeah, we just did a whole episode about upcoming comic book movies without really even trying. Not at all. Cool. Not at all what I intended or even thought we'd talk about.
Well, what did you intend to talk about?
There was no intention. I just didn't think we'd go there.
No, just what I went about the Fantastic Four casting. I know, JD, you're a big fan of Fantastic Four, but the casting to me just strikes me as odd. And I love I love each of them individually, but I don't know how they're going to fit into the storyline. Because I don't know how you're going to explain Sue Storm and Johnny Storm being a white girl and a black guy. I mean,
do you want me to tell you? Because they've already said it.
Have they? I must not have read that.
I don't know if JD wants me to say it.
I don't care. Just do it.
She's adopted.
She's adopted?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pretty sure their father has a big role in the movie.
Probably going to be Lawrence Fishburne. I'm just going to call it.
I think it'd be Lawrence Fishburne.
Well, it won't be Samuel L. Jackson because he's already in Marvel. So it's got to be Lawrence Fishburne.
Could it be Morgan Freeman?
That would be Grandpa.
Sam Jackson jumping over from Marvel.
I don't see Sam Jackson jumping off that train.
Yeah, that'd be taking quite the. It'd have to be a lot of money for him to jump off
exactly.
The Nick Fury paycheck. Yeah, I remember reading something about his dad, or the Storm father is tied to some business or tech group.
So. I'm just not liking where the story's going. Dr. Doom being the internet hacker or whatever. I don't like that.
Well, get over it.
Trying to mainstream too much.
Try to open your mind. Think outside the box.
I am outside the box, and I still can't grab it.
Think outside the bun.
We'll see. I'll give it a shot. I guess I'll be like JD. I'll wait for Fantastic Four 2. And if it's coming out, then I must know 1 did well. So I'll go ahead and check it out.
I think... did they finish filming it? I can't remember. I think they're in post-production for... Yeah, they gotta be. It's coming out this summer.
Because I do. I love the cast. Michael B. Jordan, I love him. Friday Night Lights, when he got on there, was amazing for me. And Miles Teller, I think the guy is... I don't really like him in the Mr. Fantastic role, because he's too comedic. But I can believe it.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to go through the whole list.
No.
The cast, no, you're done. That's it.
No, I'm not taking your job. You're the one supposed to do this.
Kate Mara.
You're the host, and she's hot.
She's related to the owners of the New York Giants.
And she's hot.
The Mara family. So is her sister. And then Jamie Bell as Ben Grimm, the little dude.
And what are they going to do with that? Is that going to be another CGI thing, or...?
I can't remember the pictures leaked of it. I don't think it's CGI. Toby Kebbell as Victor Domashev / Doom, an antisocial programmer known as Doom Online. Kebbell said that while playing the role, he concentrated the most on the voice of the character. He added, "On the animated series, they never got his voice what I imagined it to be when I read the comics as a little boy. When I spent the majority of my time doing was not just being a fan, but being a bit of pendant and making sure I got exactly what I always wanted to see." Yeah.
Hashtag sigh.
I don't know who's playing Dr. Storm. He was on The Wire. And that's the only thing I remember him from. Oh, he's in Tank Girl.
Wow, if he's on The Wire, why isn't he on Walking Dead? I think, between The Wire and...
Oh, he's on...
Seriously.
He was on Grimm, House of Cards, Lights Out, Law and Order. Well, who hasn't been on Law and Order?
Mm-hmm.
There's only 600 episodes. Oh, he's in The Mask.
So it was the one black guy in The Mask.
Yeah, he gets killed by the mask.
A black guy gets killed in a movie.
Better start rioting. No, not funny. Too soon.
I'm going. I'm going back to our show about the stormtrooper. I'm worried about that guy. I am.
The racial ramifications of a black stormtrooper.
It was just we were just talking about this at work, and I was like, that is just so silly.
Oh, I had somebody, JD, ask me when you're going to start watching Star Wars. They want to know your opinion.
Who?
It's just a friend of mine who listens to the show.
Oh, yeah. Eventually. All right. Before episode 7 comes out,
plenty
watch it.
Plenty of time, because then you're going to write up reviews for it.
You're right.
I think, yeah, it'll be good. Good. I think we're going to have... I think we said you're going to start chronologically, right?
Yes.
So A New Hope, Empire.
3, 4, 5, 6, then yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, do it that way. Cause then you'll get excited and enjoy, and then you'll look back and go,
Well, let's not give him any preconceived notions.
I'm not a prequel fan. I'm not a fan of the prequels. That's just me.
That's fine. All right, I think we're at an hour. I think we can call it a show.
All right.
Should I end the show with some random word? Let's say toaster strudel.